recorded today. Couldn't be live in the studio, but thanks for dropping in. We're playing a whole bunch of great classic songs, in particular songs that I've seen covered at music festivals lately. And a lot of the covers that I've seen, a lot of the great magic that I've seen, has come at the hands and from the voice of Winnipeg's own Richard Inman, and in particular his fine, I guess they're a cover band, the Mad Trappers. They just play a whole bunch of great, great country songs and do such a great job. And we're going to play you some of those country songs right now. It seems that Richard is a big fan of Billy Joe Shaver. I want to play you some Billy Joe Shaver songs. But a lot of Billy Joe Shaver songs are made more famous, and a lot of people think they're just playing by. Waylon Jennings, who gets credit, a lot of times people think he wrote a lot of the great songs that he sang. But in fact, he just popularized a lot of truly great songs, including one that we're going to hear in just a minute that was written by Steve Young and famously recorded by Waylon. In concert, I saw the Mad Trappers do that song preceded by this song right here, and I thought it worked amazingly well. Here's a great one from Blaze Foley on Tell the Band to Go Home.
I've tried for a long time, but I think I can't give. I could do it all better if I could do it again. Wherever
pretty old. From 1973. That's Can't You See, from the Marshall Tucker Band, which, you know, I don't know. I'm sure I've heard that song before, but I'm certain that if I did, I'd completely forgotten about it. But look, there you go. Richard Inman and the Mad Trappers pulling it out. We also heard in there a bunch of other covers, mostly done by Richard Inman, recently for me anyway. Sturgill Simpson there from his album High Top Mountain, You Can Have the Crown. A couple from Billy Joe Shaver, both songs that were perhaps more famously done by Waylon Jennings. We heard Slow Rollin' Low and Willie the Wandering Gypsy and Me. And a couple of Waylon's contributions. We heard, a co-write of Waylon's own, Waymore's Blues from the classic album Dreamin' My Dreams, and the title track to Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean. That song written by Steve Young, and we started that set off with Cold, Cold World by Blaze Foley. We've been playing a bunch of songs that I've heard covers by others, and as I mentioned, a lot of them have been done by Richard Inman. So the least I could do for, you know, letting Richard basically plan my show for me today is to play a Richard Inman song. So we'll slip this in there and head back to some covers in just a second. This is from Richard's self-titled record, produced by our own friend Scott Nolan. On Tell the Band to Go Home. with the old classic Long Black Veil. Of course, Johnny Cash gets a lot of credit for that song, but it's a much older song than that. But that's a great version from the band. Once again, visiting Music from the Big Pink today. It's twice in one show. Recently saw Del Barber do that one, and he turned around to Joanna Miller on drums and said, play it like Levon would. And so we got something like that. That was pretty good. Before that, we heard Johnny Cash himself with The Streets of Laredo, an old classic. We heard Elvis in there. That's all right, Mama. Oh, it's a good one. You gotta throw that in once in a while. We heard old Hank in there with Your Cheatin' Heart. And we kicked that set off with Richard Inman from his self-titled record with a song called Sunday Morning. We're playing some old songs that you hear covered every once in a while. Here's one you hear covered a fair bit, and often pretty well, too. Here's an old classic. Let's get soulful a bit here on the program. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
To me, bring your soul.
Soothe Your Soul on the way out today. That's Solomon Burke with a version of Tom T. Hall's classic, That's How I Got to Memphis, from his Nashville record. I think that one was produced by Buddy Miller, was it not? I think so. Before that, we heard Al Green with the classic Love and Happiness. You know, every once in a while, somebody attacks a Al Green song. Maybe that one, or probably Let's Stay Together. And another one you hear covered a lot, but it's a great song. Bring It On Home to Me from Sam Cooke there. That'll do it for us today on Tell the Band to Go Home. I sure appreciate you stopping by. I'd love it if you stopped on by telltheband2gohome.com. There's tons of podcasts and playlists up there. Speaking of those podcasts, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean. I don't know if there's anywhere else I should be. You just got to let me know, and I'll figure out how it works, and I'll put it there. So hopefully you'll keep listening. Hopefully you'll join us again next week, 2 to 4 p.m., and hopefully you'll stay tuned for more great stuff here on UMFM. Don't touch that dial. Thanks for being